I'm here with Philmo Lee. He's a very college football enthusiast, very knowledgeable, especially with the Big Ten.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
So he's wants to talk about what's going on, because right now college football, Washington football, and this situation where Alabama is playing LSU, and the fear for Michigan fans is that if LSU beats Alabama, yeah. A one-loss Alabama will still make the playoff, and LSU will make, and the Bayou Bengals will make the playoffs, and Clemson will run the table and win the ACC, and who else? Notre Dame will probably run the table with the week schedule, and then for the second year, a Big Ten team will be left out of the college playoff, and that will not suit well within Indiana. So I think Phil has some ideas about what will happen if this happens. This will cause problems, and the structure of the college football landscape will change. So he has some interesting things to talk about that. So how will that change? How will that change in terms of the landscape of college football?
Well, think about it, Steve. We were just talking about this, right? So if the Big Ten gets shut out one more year, their conference champion gets shut out another year like Penn State did, I don't think Jim Delaney's going to be too happy about that.
And who's Jim Delaney right now?
Jim Delaney, the Big Ten commissioner.
Okay.
Who's known to just shake up the entire college football landscape.
A lot of power, okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of power, and what he does tends to kind of like change things in college football. So, but just think about it. If LSU, and there's a good chance, I mean, it's being played in Louisiana at night. You know how difficult a place that is to win. If LSU can actually beat Alabama, you know, the most amazing team that I've seen in years.
Yes, very impressive.
I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, the guy is just like unbelievable.
28 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Yeah, 0 interceptions. Never seen anything like it. But if somehow LSU pulls it off and then ends up winning the SEC and Alabama doesn't lose another game, you have to argue, and let's say Michigan does their part and goes and beat Penn State, beats Ohio State on the road, wins the Big Ten, then you've got a one-loss Big Ten champ in Michigan versus a one-loss non-SEC champion Alabama that everyone believes is like one of the best teams they've ever seen in years. And just like, what was it, just last year?
They went to...
Last year, same scenario. Alabama, one-loss, didn't win the conference. Georgia won it. Alabama wins in the championship anyway, beats Georgia in the championship game, gets the revenge. This year is even more set up for that to happen. I mean, so what I'm saying is, if it happens again, Alabama's one loss doesn't win their conference, Alabama and LSU are going to get in if that
for
all
sure.
plays out.
Yeah.
And assuming Clemson, they seem like a lock. No one in the ACC is going to challenge them. They've already beaten NC State. They've already destroyed Florida State. There's no one to beat. So it's almost a lock unless something crazy happens, someone gets injured. Clemson's in. Notre Dame's kind of a wild card. I mean, they should be able to win their table, you know, run the table. Let's just say they do. So then you're going to have probably the seeding through 1-4 is going to be, if Alabama loses, it would probably be Clemson 1. Probably the SEC champ, LSU, would be 2. Notre Dame would be 3.
Alabama.
And then the 4 position. Would it be Alabama?
Or Michigan.
Or Michigan. Now, let's just assume now. I think Alabama would get it. If that happens, then you've got 2 out of 3 years. Did Ohio State make it last year?
No. They got passed over.
Who?
It was Alabama.
No, I think. Well, anyway. At least two of the last 3 years, the Big Ten champ did not make it. Penn State didn't make it. They had 2 losses. And then if Michigan doesn't make it. Now, the whole conversation we had kind of fell from this whole scenario. Now, if that happens, I don't think Jim Delaney's going to like it one bit.
So what would happen?
And I think that would start the whole Super Conference realignment again.
What's Super Conference? What do you mean by that?
So there was a move like 4 or 5 years ago where teams were just poaching teams from other conferences to build up their conference. The Big Ten started it. They took Nebraska. And that, because the Big 12 was fighting within themselves, and they were all mad at Texas because Texas, they didn't have parity.
Yeah, yeah.
The Big 12 didn't have equal distribution of money like the Big 10 and the Pac-12 and other conferences. Texas always had the bias. They always got more of the proportion, so people weren't sitting good with that. But the point is, it started a whole realignment, okay? And things settled down since then. I mean, think about it. Nebraska went to the Big 10. Texas A&M and Missouri went to the SEC. Colorado and Utah went to the Pac-12, right? ACC, I forgot who they got, but they got Pittsburgh, they got Syracuse, I don't know who else they got, but whatever. And Notre Dame is in a partial alliance, but they're not a full member. But if the Big 10 gets shut out again, they take two SEC teams for the second time, there's no way Jim Delaney's going to take it. So my belief is this, Steve. I think what's going to happen is Delaney's going to start conference realignment again. I think there's always been a rumor that they've always wanted Texas. Everyone knows they wanted Notre Dame, but I think that ship has sailed. I think Notre Dame is going to the ACC. But to make a long story short, I believe that they're going to go after Texas and Oklahoma. They bring their team. The super conferences have to be 16 teams. Okay. They have to be 16 teams. Big 10's at 14, so they only need two. They also need to shore up the Big Ten West because there's an imbalance between the East and the West. The East, you got Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State. In the West, you got Wisconsin, a 1-7 Nebraska. Okay, hopefully they'll turn around. And they've got Iowa. I mean, they don't have enough. So they get Oklahoma and Nebraska. Then you've got Wisconsin, Nebraska. Hopefully they'll get better. Oklahoma and Texas. At least you have marquee teams in the West. You have a balance there. Big 12 is the most vulnerable conference. ACC is solid, SEC is solid, Pac-12 is pretty solid, Big 10 solid. The Big 12, their TV rights expire in 2 years, 2020. So the timing is perfect as well. So I believe by 2020, or maybe even earlier, all this is going to start. And so if the Big 10 takes those two teams, what's going to happen? The other teams will start taking teams. I think the Pac-12, they need four teams to get to 16.
Yeah, we're at 12 right
They will
now.
Most likely get Kansas and Kansas State. They come in a pair because they're public schools, and it just kind of has to be like that. And then I think they'll either take – I think they'll probably take Baylor and TCU.
Baylor and TCU, that would be great.
There's a chance they can go out and get someone like BYU, or maybe they'll take someone like Boise State. But in any case, they're going to go to 16. And we just feel like in this scenario, the Big 12 is done. They're toast.
Who's the SEC get? SEC?
So the SEC, they're at 14. They're going to need two. I think Oklahoma State is a natural fit. They're a good football program. They have good money, and they have an exciting offense, and they could fit in pretty good, either in the probably in the SEC West, but there's going to have to be some realignment as well. Arkansas might have to switch to the SEC East. There's imbalance between the SEC West and SEC East. You got Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, LSU all in the West, along with Mississippi, Mississippi State. I mean, you're going to have to probably shuttle Arkansas to the East. But anyway, I think they'll take Oklahoma State, and I think they'll probably take maybe Texas Tech.
You don't think that Texas would go to the SEC? You don't think?
I don't think they will. I won't. I honestly think that's a long shot because the A&M's already there, and they don't want to have to be in the same conference as A&M and be part. And they want to be unique. Texas has that ego about them that they just can't be the same, and they don't want to have to recruit against A&M. They would do much better in the Big Ten in terms of being, hey, we're the only Texas school in the Big Ten. And, at that point, if they go with Oklahoma, I know the Big Ten may seem foreign to Texas fans, but, in this conference realignment scenario, where do you want to go? I mean, you want to go to the Pac-12? Do you want to go? SEC would be a more natural fit, but they're already loaded. They got to think about that. They have a much better chance of winning the Big Ten West as opposed to the freaking SEC West against Alabama every year and Auburn.
So these super conferences, four super conferences of 16 teams. That's
and the ACC just to finish it off. I mean, ACC would take Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame would go there, and they'd probably take someone like West Virginia.
So then these games would have conference title games would be quarterfinal pretty much.
Exactly.
Games.
So think about that. You have four super conferences now. The Big 12 is toast. You have a conference in the West, the Pac-12. You have two conferences in the East. Well, one in the North, in the East, and one in the Southeast, the ACC and the SEC. And now you've got – and the Big Ten will basically cover the whole Midwest. All right? You have all the North and all the Midwest states. So you've got the whole country represented. 16 teams each, 64 teams. So the conference championships games against their respective divisions will all be de facto quarterfinal playoff games. Does that make sense? So, for instance, the Big Ten East champ might be Michigan playing against the Big Ten West champ, let's say Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then in the Pac-12, you might have, let's say, USC versus Washington. And then the SEC, you have Alabama versus Georgia. And then the ACC, you'll have Notre Dame versus Clemson.
Wow.
Okay? So those teams will play. Whoever wins the championship is automatically in the four-team playoff because you have four conferences. So that way no one complains about, oh, you got two teams in the playoff. Every conference champ gets represented in the champion in the playoffs. The Big Ten, the Pac-12, the SEC, ACC will all have a champion, and they will all be in the playoff, which means their quarterfinal games would be all – I mean, their championship games would be all quarterfinal games. It's symmetrical. And everyone gets representative. The college football playoff is expanded.
What happens to the, all the other schools, like the Boise State and the I don't know, all the other, you know, that's top 64. I mean, that's half of college football. That's, I think more than half, I would say.
You know what? That's kind of like tying up loose ends in a sense. I mean, they are excluded. They would be excluded from the super conferences, right? Now, it really depends. I think it comes
to UCSF or UCF.
Well, I mean, think about it. There are teams, quality teams, that will be left out. I mean, Cincinnati or, like you said, USF, who's up and coming. Boise State, BYU, Nevada, some teams, San Diego State.
Every once in a while.
There's, you know, the Naval, the Air Force Academy. So there's teams that will be excluded from the Super Conference. So what I think from, you know, the cleaning up point of view, it's all going to come down to the money involved.
Of course. It's all about the
money. Because these four conferences, if they basically, what is the word for it? They become a conglomerate. They unify. There's more money for just them. You have 64. You have a pie of 64 pieces versus a pie of more who aren't even going to be in the playoff. Why would you include them? So my guess is, knowing the trends of money, that these 64 teams will just branch off and create their own football division.
Wow.
They've already done it. I mean, it happens all the time. NCAA, some people forget. Some people think the NCAA, the college NCAA, they determine these things. They're a governing body. They don't control the universities. They don't control what team goes to what conference. They don't control that stuff. The colleges themselves create their own division, their own I don't even know what you call it, Division I, Division II, Division III. And the NCAA regulates it. Now, that's my understanding, Steve. I might be wrong on that.
I believe so.
But I thought I read it somewhere that they could, if they conceivably wanted to, if they want to kind of conglomerate their money, they could just branch off.
Well, the 64 teams. The super conferences are now getting stipends now. I guess the Pac-10, Pac-12, they did some things that other conferences.
And conceivably, I mean, come on, they're all their own university. They could just break apart from the NCAA completely.
Wow.
And just
that would be awesome.
And form their own college football division. Just say, hey, you guys, you lesser teams, you can call yourself NCAA. We're just our football. Super, you know, they could just be whatever they want. They could call themselves a mini pro league. I don't know. I may be going too far. But my point is, I think that those 64 teams could branch off and form their own division and share the money for themselves. Think about it, 64 teams.
Wow, that's
so,
a lot of revenue.
So they share all the revenue of the playoffs. They share all
equally,
that stuff.
Not equally,
but we
share. And
there's just a bigger slice for each team if they do that. So, again, to recap, you'd have four super conferences of 16 teams each. Each of the conference championships games would be de facto quarterfinal games. All four of the conferences would be represented in the college football playoff. Every corner of the country would be represented in that sense. You have all the big marquee teams. You have amazing conferences. Look at the Big Ten. Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State in one division, and Oklahoma, Texas, Wisconsin and Nebraska in the other. I mean, it's ridiculous. You have amazing marquee matchups. The TV stations would love it. The bidding of the prices would just skyrocket. Notre Dame would finally be pigeonholed into a conference. They would have to join a conference if they wanted to be a part of this. Unfortunately for the Big Ten's plan, they always wanted Notre Dame, but in this case, I don't think they would get them anyway. I think that ship has sailed. They're going to go to the ACC. But in any case, you would have a whole new realignment of college football. So, that's funny. All this could happen if Alabama loses to LSU.
Yes.
This weekend.
So if Alabama loses, we could see the dominoes fall. And we see the Pac-16 and possibly maybe even super conferences where they get a stipend, where they pay the players a certain amount of money. They could do the things that all the problems they want. And they can do that. They want to decide they have to do that. So you heard this first, guys. Don't be surprised if this happens. October 29th, 2018, we're here in K-Town. And you heard it first. Phil Mo Lee, he's precautionary about what's going to happen in the future. And I think this is really a possibility if the Big Ten is left out, because Delaney will not be happy with that scenario again. And he has a lot of influence with all the power conferences. Signing off. Thank you.
How long was that?